And finally this evening, the journey towards Sydney 2008 and the 23rd World Youth Day is underway in parishes and dioceses across the world. This weekend, young men and women from Central Europe are gathering together in answer to Pope Benedict XVI's call for a reawakening of the faith among today's youth. Emer McCarthy has this report.
In the 2 years since his election to the pontificate, Pope Benedict XVI, in his own reserved and sincere manner, has been working his way into the hearts and minds of the Church's youth.
Una parola particolarmente affettuosa a voi, cari giovani.
World Youth Day in Cologne 2005, his meeting with the youth of Lombardy over the tomb of St. Augustine, his appeal from the Basilica of Assisi for them to open their hearts to Christ, his call for them to cherish their lives and their future from Brazil's Pacaembu Stadium are all key moments in the development of this Pope's relationship with young Catholics.
Queridos jovens, queridos amigos y amigas.
But it has been the Holy Father's mind which has gradually won the hearts of so many young men and women across the world. His profound yet accessible writings on the social ills that afflict many of them in their everyday life. In his messages, homilies and catecheses, today's lost youth have always found a word of comfort and an insight into the restoring hope of a life lived in Christ.
Aprite le porte a Cristo.
This perhaps goes some way to explaining the extraordinary measures some will go to meet and hear Pope Benedict speak. Take one example of a group of young Italian boys and girls prepared to pedal their way across the peninsula from Rome to Ancona on handcars to raise funds for charity ahead of Italy's great gathering of youth in Loreto, September, with Pope Benedict XVI. This unusual initiative was launched Saturday morning here at the railway station of Vatican City. Another example are the thousands of Spanish youth from Madrid, from Mission Jovans, who swamped the tiny mountain village of Castel Gandolfo this week just to greet and hear their Pope. And yet another example found in the thousands more young men and women marching across Central Europe to a Marian shrine in Austria, the same shrine Pope Benedict XVI will visit on pilgrimage on September 9th. They are gathering in the Alpine Sanctuary of Mary itself for a week of prayer, reflection and discussion in preparation for the papal visit. They have chosen the theme Reawakening for the event, as Communications Director at Vienna Archdiocese Paul Werther explains.
Young people from Austria, but also from Poland, from Hungary, from Czech, from Slovakia and also from Croatia, especially for those who can't take part next year at the World Youth Day in Sydney, a small middle European World Youth Day, with especially in preparation of the apostolic visit.
Sunday morning, this mass of young people will gather in the sanctuary square for a special video link-up with Pope Benedict XVI in Castel Gandolfo during his Angelus address. Among their masses, Cardinal George Pell of Sydney, host to the next global gathering of the world's Catholic youth in July 2008, a gathering for which Pope Benedict XVI has invited young people to begin preparing. In his July message to them, he urged them to be Christ's missionaries and to invoke a new Pentecost for the third millennium.
Siate cari giovani la mia gioia, vi do appuntamento alla Santa Casa di Loreto, ai primi di settembre.
It seems they've already taken him at his word. I'm Emer McCarthy.